Music venues have been almost entirely shut down during this pandemic. They were supposed to get money from the last relief package passed in December. I spoke with Joe Shanahan about this back in January. He's the owner of The Metro, a well-known performance venue in Chicago.
With, 71,000+ individuals, involved in our clubs and our venues across the nation, this is a big time for us.
But many businesses have not received that aid. And as we hear from NPR's Ryan Kailoth in this report that aired previously on Morning Edition, venue workers are getting desperate.
Daniel Nardiggio runs two comedy and burlesque clubs on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. He's lost millions from shutting down. So when he heard about this new grant, $15 billion or more for closed venues like his, he enrolled himself in the night school of federal bureaucracy.
I basically have a PhD now in this grant. I've literally printed out all the paperwork and set it all up and was all ready to go. And then I've just been sitting there waiting.
Applications for the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant, as it's known, were meant to open up on February 10th. A month later, they have not. Nardiccio has his paperwork ready to go at a moment's notice.
Where is it right now?
It's in my book bag. I carry it with me everywhere I go. I can show it to you. You want me to show it to you?
Sure.
All right, hold on a second. Bobo, sorry.
His little hunting dog, Bo, slides off his lap.
That's hilarious. It's literally in your bag at all times.
Because you got to be ready to drop of a hat in America. We treat everything like a freaking lottery. Getting money to like keep your business afloat is a lottery. Getting a vaccine is like you got to go online all day long and see if you won the scratch-offs.
This country has a lot of great live arts corridors. Bourbon Street, Beale Street, 6th Street in Austin. But downtown Manhattan gives them a run for their money. Walk 5 minutes in any direction in this neighborhood, and you'll pass a club or a theater that stands to gain from this grant.
If we don't get emergency funding, we're all going down.
Audrey Schaefer represents a group of 3,000+ music venues. They banded together to hire a lobbying firm and push Congress for the money. She says the vote was unusually bipartisan because
elected officials realized, hey, this is important in my town, too.
Music venues secured it, but it's now expanded to include museums, movie theaters, playhouses. Travel agencies are pushing to be included.
Well, there's a concern that there might not be enough now.
Her group of music venues understands that other industries have been hit as well. The only way to find out if there's enough money for everyone is for the application to open. The Small Business Administration, which is running the grant, declined to speak with NPR. It's a first-of-its-kind program, so the SBA is sort of building the plane while it flies. It said in a statement, new staff is coming on to hand-review applications while the web portal is built out.
This can't be easy. So I kind of feel for people, and I think that this is going to be bumpy. The government's never really shown a acuity towards building websites that work.
Every day the program stays closed is another blow to live venues. Hundreds have already gone under. As Audrey Schaefer says,
the promise of the money is one thing, but that is not what stops eviction notices. It's getting the money.
Which for the country's live venues remains an act that's coming soon. Ryan Kailoth, NPR News, Manhattan.